Welcome to The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, a journey into the most profound depths of your own potential. Whether you are a seeker of personal growth, a professional striving for success, or simply someone who wishes to discover greater joy and balance in life, this book is designed for you. At the core of your being lies your subconscious mind, a powerful entity that governs the unseen workings of your life. Unlike the conscious mind, which handles your everyday thinking and actions, the subconscious is the bedrock of your deepest beliefs, influencing emotions, decisions, and patterns. By understanding and directing this potent force, you can transform your life. Throughout this book, you will explore how to communicate effectively with your subconscious, harnessing its ability to attract health, prosperity, and happiness. Each chapter will guide you through practical techniques and illuminating anecdotes, making the promises of your subconscious mind accessible and actionable. Whether you are embarking on this reading journey to overcome specific obstacles, to achieve particular goals, or simply to lead a more fulfilling life, the power of your subconscious mind offers wisdom that is both timeless and universally applicable. Here, you will find the keys not only to personal success, but also to peace of mind, better relationships, and spiritual well-being. By the end of this book, you will understand why your inner thoughts and feelings shape your external reality, how to program your subconscious mind to align with your conscious desires, methods to break free from damaging habits and beliefs, how to use your subconscious to unlock creativity, problem-solving skills, and resilience, techniques for fostering healthy relationships through positive subconscious cues, ways to tap into an infinite reservoir of energy, intelligence, and inspiration. The power of your subconscious mind is for those who believe in the possibility of bettering themselves. It's for the dreamers who have yet to grasp their dreams, the struggling, who want to find a way out, the successful, who aren't satisfied with what traditional success offers. Dive in with an open heart and a keen mind, ready to explore the unseen forces that shape your existence. Embarking on this journey could be one of the most significant decisions of your life, the first step towards realizing a miraculous existence that is crafted by nothing other than your own thoughts and convictions. Welcome aboard. Chapter summary. This book is organized into 12 chapters. Chapter 1. Awakening Your Infinite Mind. Introduction to the concept of infinite intelligence and the potential each person has to access this vast resource within their minds. This chapter sets the foundational belief that our brains hold incredible power for transformation and growth. Chapter 2. The Science of Thought. Exploration of how thoughts shape our reality, backed by neurological studies and psychological theories. Discuss the power of neuroplasticity and how our thoughts influence our brain's structure and function. Chapter 3. The Language of the Subconscious. Understanding the subconscious mind's language, exploring how it communicates, and how we can effectively send it, commands and affirmations to influence our behavior and life outcomes. Chapter 4. Cultivating Positive Beliefs. Strategies for identifying and reshaping limiting beliefs into empowering ones. This chapter will include practical exercises for belief, restructuring, and the importance of consistent mental attitudes. Chapter 5. Visualizing Success. The role of visualization in achieving personal goals, including practical steps to create and use visualization effectively. We'll explore how athletes, entrepreneurs, and successful individuals use this tool. Chapter 6. Mastering Emotional Control. Examination of how managing our emotions leads to enhanced mental power. Discuss methods to stay calm and focused in both personal crises and daily challenges. Chapter 7. The Habit Loop. How habits are formed and how they can be changed by tapping into the power of the subconscious mind. This chapter will include a guide to creating positive, life-changing habits. Chapter 8: The Formula for Peak Performance. Discuss how to combine mental, physical, and emotional tools to reach peak performance in any area of life. Interviews and examples of high achievers who have mastered this blend. Chapter 9: Connecting with Collective Intelligence. Exploring the concept of collective consciousness and how we can connect with the vast intelligence around us to enhance our own understanding and capabilities. Chapter 10: Overcoming Mental Blocks and Fears. Tactics for identifying and overcoming the barriers that prevent us from accessing our full mental potential includes steps for facing and dismantling fears methodically. Chapter 11: Infinite Creativity and Innovation. How to use the subconscious mind to tap into unlimited creativity, with advice from leading innovators and creatives on how they harness their inner geniuses. Chapter 12: Sustaining the Growth Mindset. How to maintain a continual growth mindset and keep your subconscious mind aligned with your long-term visions and goals. Strategies for lifelong learning and mental flexibility. These chapters aim to guide the reader through understanding, accessing, and utilizing the hidden powers of the brain to foster personal development, create better life outcomes, and achieve dreams that may currently seem out of reach. Each section concludes with actionable steps to implement the insights shared, making the book a practical guide to personal transformation. Chapter 1: Awakening Your Infinite Mind. Welcome to the helm of perhaps the greatest journey you will ever undertake, a journey into the vast potential of your own mind. You may not realize it yet, but within you lies an astonishing power capable of transforming your life. This power doesn't belong only to the gifted or the fortunate. It belongs to all, and most insistently, it belongs to you. This chapter will introduce you to this profound force that exists within you, the power of your subconscious mind. The infinite mind. Your mind has two layers, the conscious and the subconscious. Your conscious mind functions much like a director, managing day-to-day operations and making decisions based on logic. However, deep below this layer lies the subconscious, a repository of boundless wisdom, intuition, and potential. Awakening your infinite mind means to tap into this subconscious power. Why call it infinite? Because the boundaries of the subconscious mind are not easily defined. It has unlimited potential to influence your reality. It's where all your beliefs are stored, and from where all your fears, hopes, and dreams are nurtured. Through the subconscious, you are connected not just to personal experiences, but also to the collective wisdom of humanity. The realization of potential. How many times have you heard stories of ordinary people performing extraordinary feats in extreme situations? An elderly person lifting a car to save a child, or individuals recovering from seemingly irreversible conditions through sheer willpower. These are not mere anecdotes. They represent the power of the subconscious breaking through. Your inner mind can do this and more on a regular basis. You do not need an emergency to tap into this power. What you need, however, is an awareness and an understanding of it. The first step: belief. Everything begins with belief. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. This simply encapsulates the power of belief. To awaken your infinite mind, you first need to believe that it exists and that it holds the potential to reshape your life. Visualize your belief as seeds being planted in the fertile ground of your mind. These will grow into the realities you wish to live. Henry Ford's words hold an eternal truth. Your beliefs frame the possibilities. If you believe your subconscious has infinite power, then it is true for you. Waking up to yourself. Awakening is personal. It is as unique as your fingerprint. It might be triggered by events, a personal tragedy, a serendipitous discovery, a profound experience, or it may just dawn upon you during moments of quiet self-reflection. Start by paying attention to your inner dialogues. What do you tell yourself about your abilities, your future, your day-to-day challenges, and your ultimate pursuits? Shifting internal conversations from criticism and doubt to affirmation and belief is the cornerstone of activating your subconscious power. Exercises to begin the awakening. 1. Meditation and mindfulness. Start with 5 minutes a day. Sit in a quiet place, breathe deeply, and focus on the feeling of breath entering and leaving your body. This centers your mind and reduces noise, making the voice of your subconscious clearer. 2. Journaling. Write down your thoughts, dreams, and feelings. This practices transparency with yourself and charts a map of your internal state. It can reveal the patterns of your subconscious beliefs. 3. Affirmations. Begin and end your day with positive affirmations. Speak directly to your subconscious. For example, I have the power to create change, or I access my infinite intelligence easily. 4. Visualization. Spend a few minutes daily visualizing your life as you desire it to be. See it in as much detail as possible. This tells your subconscious mind what you're aiming for and acts as a blueprint for your actions. The ignition of your infinite mind starts now. Awakening your subconscious is not an overnight event, but a flavorful process. It unfolds uniquely for everyone depending on how you nurture and believe in it. In the following chapters, we will explore the tools and techniques to not only wake this sleeping giant, but to also harness and direct its power towards achieving your deepest desires and highest aspirations. As we continue this journey, remember, you are at the brink of transforming not just your understanding of your mind, but your very interaction with the world. The path has been laid, and now it's your time to walk it. Chapter 2. The Science of Thought. Welcome to Chapter 2, where we delve into the fascinating realm of the science of thought. Understanding how your thoughts shape your reality is the cornerstone of harnessing the power of your subconscious mind. The basis of thought. Thoughts are not just fleeting intangible elements. They are real forces of energy. Every thought you create sends out a ripple through your brain and creates a series of biochemical reactions. These reactions influence both your body and your emotions, subsequently impacting your decisions and actions. Scientific research indicates that positive thoughts help calm the brain's stress signals and increase brain activity related to calmness and clarity. Conversely, negative thoughts can cloud judgment and spur the production of stress hormones like cortisol. Neurons and neuroplasticity. Neurons, the basic working units of the brain, communicate with each other via electrical and chemical signals. When you think a thought, you spark a neural fire. Persistent thoughts and habits strengthen the connections between a network of neurons in what is known as synaptic plasticity, or simply neuroplasticity. This means that the more you think a particular way, the easier those thoughts become due to stronger neuron connections. Thoughts and reality. One's mental dialogue plays a crucial role in shaping one's perception of reality. If you constantly think, "I am incapable of success," your brain will condition itself to this belief system, making you less likely to pursue opportunities due to fear of failure. In contrast, if you maintain a mindset of, "I can and I will," you bolster your confidence and increase your chances for success. This is linked to the self-fulfilling prophecy theory in psychology. Cognitive distortions. Often our minds fall into patterns of cognitive distortions. Concepts such as overgeneralization or black and white thinking can skew our understanding of the world, trapping us in a cycle of negative thinking. Recognizing and rectifying these distortions is key. By challenging these problematic thought patterns and replacing them with more balanced and realistic thoughts, we can significantly alter our emotional well-being and actions. The power of thought correction. Thought correction involves deliberately replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. This might initially feel forced, but with regular practice, it becomes more natural. When you catch yourself pondering negatives, consciously decide to focus on the positives or on solutions rather than problems. Practical steps to implement thought science. 1. Awareness. Begin by simply becoming more aware of your thoughts. Keeping a thought journal can be an effective method. 2. Challenge. Challenge the validity and productivity of thoughts. Ask if there's real evidence for what you're thinking, or if a more positive viewpoint could be equally valid. 3. Replace. Intentionally replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Practice this regularly to strengthen those neural pathways. 4. Visualization. Visualize the results of your positive thinking to enable a deeper impact and connection within your subconscious. 5. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices help you detach from transient thoughts and see them as mere products of your mind. Understanding the science behind your thoughts allows you to steer them more effectively, making sure they work for you rather than against you. As we progress, remember that mastering your thoughts is the first step in influencing your subconscious to achieve endless possibilities. Embrace the journey towards powerful mental transformation. Chapter 3. The Language of the Subconscious. Welcome to Chapter 3 of The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. In this chapter, we explore the mysterious yet powerful language of the subconscious mind. Understanding this language is crucial because it forms the bedrock of how we can effectively communicate with our deeper selves to unlock our fullest potential. The nature of subconscious communication. Our subconscious mind communicates differently from our conscious mind. While the conscious mind prefers logical, structured language, the subconscious understands feelings, images, and symbols. It does not process reality through rational thought, but rather through perceptions and emotions. Visualize the subconscious mind as an ocean beneath the surface of your conscious awareness. It is vast and deep. This part of your brain does not argue or reason. Instead, it follows the directions it receives from your conscious mind. These directions are often given through the language that the subconscious understands best, emotions and visualizations. How the subconscious interprets inputs. To harness the power of your subconscious, you need to understand how it interprets input. For example, if you frequently focus on fears and uncertainties, your subconscious interprets these as instructions to generate more anxiety and worry. On the other hand, feeding your mind with affirmations and positive images can lead to an empowered and optimistic attitude. Techniques for effective communication. 1. Simplification. The subconscious mind prefers simple, straightforward messages. Complex ideas filled with ambiguity can be lost, so it's beneficial to boil down your desires and goals to clear, concise visions. 2. Visualization. Imagine achieving your goals in vivid detail. Visualizing scenarios helps cement them in your subconscious, making it believe that achieving these goals is possible. For instance, if you're aspiring to be a public speaker, regularly visualize yourself speaking confidently in front of a large, attentive audience. 3. Emotional resonance. Emotionally charged messages have a greater impact on the subconscious mind, whether it's joy, excitement, or even fear. Strong emotions help hold the attention of the subconscious and drive it to action. 4. Repetition. Repetition reinforces learning and memory. Regularly repeating your goals, desires, and affirmations ingrains them into your subconscious, effectively programming it to focus on those desires. Practical examples to harness subconscious language. Daily affirmations. Start and end your day by voicing or writing down affirmations related to your goals. For example, affirmations like "I am confident and competent" can progressively reshape your subconscious attitude if repeated sincerely and frequently. Visual reminder. Place visual reminders around your living or workspace that represent your goals. These can range from vision boards to simple post-it notes with keywords or symbols that resonate with your aspirations. Emotion-filled visualizations. Combine visualization with emotional fuel. For instance, imagine being praised at work for a well-done project. Feel the applause, the congratulatory handshakes, and the pride swelling in your chest. This emotionally charged visualization is a powerful message to your subconscious. Regular review and reflect. Spend time daily to review your goals and their associated visualizations and affirmations. Reflect on how they make you feel and adjust your visuals and emotions to resonate better with what you truly desire. Understanding and leveraging the language of your subconscious mind is a bridge to untapped potentials. As you refine how you communicate internally, the more aligned your outer world will become with your deepest desires, paving the way for unprecedented personal growth and accomplishment in subsequent chapters of your life. Stay tuned for the next chapter, where we delve into the critical task of cultivating positive beliefs that shape and enhance the communication with your subconscious mind. Together, let's awaken the infinite possibilities within you. Chapter 4. Cultivating Positive Beliefs. Welcome to Chapter 4, Cultivating Positive Beliefs. This chapter is designed to be a crucial stepping stone in your journey toward unlocking the maximum potential of your subconscious mind. Positive beliefs are not merely nice thoughts to have. They are the bedrock on which we can build a life of success, happiness, and fulfillment. Understanding beliefs. Before we proceed, let's clarify what a belief actually is. A belief is a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in some person or thing. In terms of personal psychology, beliefs are often deeply ingrained patterns of thinking that significantly influence our behavior and attitudes. The power of positive beliefs. Positive beliefs empower us. They shape our perceptions of the world and ourselves, influence our actions, and therefore our outcomes. For example, if you truly believe you are capable, competent, and deserving of success, your actions will align with that belief, making you more likely to achieve your goals. Step 1. Identifying negative beliefs. The first step in cultivating positive beliefs is recognizing and addressing your negative beliefs. These are often hidden in the subconscious mind and can surface through self-reflection or feedback from others. Common negative beliefs include thoughts like, "I'm not good enough," "I can't handle this," or "I don't deserve happiness." Step 2. Challenging negative beliefs. Once you've identified a negative belief, challenge it. Ask yourself, "Is this really true?" Look for evidence that contradicts this belief. For example, if you believe you're not good at public speaking, remind yourself of times you've successfully spoken in front of others, or times you've effectively communicated in different situations. Step 3. Replacing with positive beliefs. After challenging your negative beliefs, it's time to replace them with positive ones. This involves deliberately choosing beliefs that will better serve you and reinforce them regularly. For instance, replace "I'm not good at public speaking" with "I am improving my public speaking skills every time I practice." Step 4. Reinforcement through repetition. The reinforcement of these new positive beliefs is crucial. Regularly repeat your new beliefs to yourself, especially in the morning when your mind is most receptive. Use positive affirmations like, "I am confident in my ability to speak publicly," or "Each day, in every way, I am getting better and better." Practical application visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool for reinforcing positive beliefs. Visualize yourself behaving in ways that reflect your new beliefs. If your positive belief is about being a confident public speaker, regularly visualize yourself speaking confidently and eloquently in front of an audience, feeling calm and in control. Real-life example: Thomas Edison. Consider Thomas Edison, whose positive beliefs about his ability to innovate significantly contributed to his success. Despite numerous failures, Edison maintained a belief in his capabilities and persisted in his work on the electric light bulb. His positive belief in his potential to succeed fostered perseverance, leading to his eventual success. Cultivating positive beliefs is not about denying the challenges and difficulties of life. Instead, it's about choosing to focus on beliefs that empower and motivate us. By identifying and reshaping our beliefs, we unlock greater potential in our subconscious minds, paving the way for a more successful and satisfying life. Remember, the beliefs you choose to cultivate determine the course of your life. Choose beliefs that lift you toward becoming the best version of yourself. As you close this chapter, carry with you the tools and examples provided, and start cultivating a garden of positive beliefs in the rich soil of your subconscious mind. Chapter 5. Visualizing Success. Welcome to the transformative power of visualization, a tool that leverages your infinite mind to sculpt your reality and steer your future towards success. Many illustrious figures, from athletes like Michael Jordan to entrepreneurs like Oprah Winfrey, have long credited visualization as a cornerstone of their success. In this chapter, we unlock the methods and practices to harness this potent tool effectively, enabling you to bring your deepest desires into reality. The mechanism of visualization. Visualization is not merely daydreaming. It is a focused, deliberate, and repeated practice of forming mental images of your aims and ambitions as already achieved. It's about creating a rich, detailed scenario in your mind where you have accomplished your goals. This mental rehearsal stimulates the same neural networks that actually perform the action, thereby reinforcing the behavior or outcome. Imagine this. Each time you visualize, you lay down a layer of belief, reinforcing the idea that your success is not just possible but inevitable. This belief slowly permeates into your subconscious mind, which then works tirelessly to align your reality with the vision it has been fed. How visualization works. Your mind, especially your subconscious, communicates in images and feelings, not just words. By creating a vivid and compelling picture of your success, you tap into the emotional resonance of that success, which adds power to your intentions. This emotional resonance is critical because it signals to your brain that the outcome is real and must be attained. One, clarity and detail. Begin with explicitly defining what success looks like for you. Whether it's a new job, a personal achievement, or improved relationships, the more detailed your vision, the better. 2. Consistency is key. Regular practice strengthens the connections in your brain associated with your goal. Make visualization a daily ritual, perhaps each morning or before bed. 3. Emotional engagement. Feel the joy, pride, or satisfaction that would accompany your success. These emotions fire up your brain's motivational circuits and set you up for real-world action. Practical visualization exercises. The movie technique. Picture yourself as the protagonist of a movie. The plot revolves around you achieving your ultimate goal. See it in vivid detail. The environment, the conversations, your emotions, and the outcome. Make it as real and as detailed as you can, from the beginning to the happy ending. The victory replay. Think of a past success, however small. Replay it in your mind, but enhance it. Make the success bigger and better. This not only boosts your mood, but also reinforces your self-belief and primes you for bigger victories. The daily success forecast. Every morning, visualize how you want your day to go. See yourself conquering tasks, handling challenges with grace, and ending the day successfully. This sets a positive tone for the day and gears your subconscious towards productivity and success. Visualization in action, real-world examples. Athlete. A professional golfer might visualize the perfect swing, the trajectory of the ball, and it landing right next to the hole. They repeat this image multiple times until the movements and outcomes feel attainable and routine. Professional. A young professional visualizes walking into a boardroom, delivering a captivating presentation, and receiving applause from colleagues. This mental rehearsal boosts their confidence and performance when the real situation occurs. Challenges in visualization. The major challenge is consistency and belief. Doubt can seep in, especially if the goals are ambitious. Overcome this by gradually building up the scale of your visualizations. Start with believable successes and slowly expand the scope as your comfort with the process grows. Also, pairing visualization with positive affirmations can reinforce your belief system effectively. Visualization is not a magic wand, but a strategic tool promising profound long-term benefits. Incorporating this practice into your daily routine can significantly propel you towards your dreams. Conjure your success in the mind's eye and let your subconscious mind orchestrate the reality. It's time to visualize your way to victory. Chapter 6. Mastering Emotional Control. Welcome to Chapter 6 of The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, where we delve into the crucial aspect of mastering emotional control. Emotions are powerful forces within us that can propel us forward or hold us back. By gaining control over our emotional responses, we open doors to consistent personal growth and strengthened mental resilience. The nature of emotions. First, let's understand that emotions are natural responses to our perceptions of the world around us. They are neither good nor bad in themselves. Rather, it's how we handle them that shapes our experience. When we react impulsively to emotions, we often make decisions that do not align with our long-term goals. In contrast, responding thoughtfully to our emotions enables us to make decisions that are in harmony with our deepest values. Emotional awareness. The journey to emotional control begins with awareness. Start by observing your emotions without judgment. Identify what triggers certain feelings like anger, sadness, or anxiety. This practice involves mindfulness, a technique where you focus on the present moment and acknowledge your feelings and bodily sensations. Recognize your patterns of emotion and their impact on your behavior. Breathing techniques. When an intense emotion surges, your body reacts. The heart races, breath quickens, and muscles tense up. Let's turn to a powerful tool, breathing. Simple breathing exercises can be incredibly effective in regaining control. Try the 4-7-8 method. Breathe in slowly through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold the breath for 7 seconds and exhale through your mouth for 8 seconds. This technique not only helps in calming your nervous system, but also refocuses your mind on your body rather than the trigger of your emotion. Cognitive restructuring. Our thoughts influence our emotions significantly. Cognitive restructuring is a method where you challenge and change irrational or damaging thoughts. Whenever you find yourself overwhelmed by negative emotions, ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or assumptions? Is there a more positive way to view this situation? Are there actions I can take to change or improve what I'm feeling? By questioning and adjusting your thoughts, you can modify your emotional responses to be more in line with a rational and positive outlook. Developing emotional response strategies. Once you are aware of your emotions and thoughts that drive them, develop personalized strategies. If frustration is a common emotion for you, define steps to take when it arises. This may include stepping away from the situation, engaging in physical activity to dissipate energy, or discussing your feelings with someone you trust. Practicing empathy. Control doesn't mean suppression, it means understanding and appropriately managing. Practice empathy by considering other people's feelings and perspectives. This practice not only eases conflicts, but also enriches your viewpoint, softening abrupt emotional reactions. Consistent practice and reflection. Mastering emotional control is not a one-time achievement, but a continuous journey. Regular reflection helps gauge your progress and understand areas needing improvement. Keep a journal where you can note emotional challenges you faced, how you handled them, and what you learned. This ongoing practice ensures that you are always moving forward toward greater emotional intelligence and self-mastery. Managing your emotions is not about stifling them, but navigating through them with awareness, empathy, and resilience. In mastering emotional control, you tap into your subconscious mind's powerful capacity to support your well-being and help you live a life aligned with your deepest values. Remember, the subconscious mind is immensely influential, and by steering your emotions intelligently, you unlock boundless potential for success and personal fulfillment. Let us carry this wisdom forward as we explore the next chapters, where we continue to unlock the vast capabilities of your subconscious mind. Chapter 7, The Habit Loop. Welcome to Chapter 7 of The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. In this chapter, we explore one of the most crucial aspects that shape our daily lives and eventually our destinies, the habit loop. Understanding and mastering the habit loop enables us to harness the power of our subconscious mind, leading to profound changes and success. The nature of habits. Habits are the small decisions and actions that we perform automatically without much conscious thought. They are the brain's way of saving energy and making frequent tasks easier and more efficient. Whether it is brushing your teeth, driving your car, or responding to stress, each is governed by a habit loop. The three components of the habit loop. The habit loop consists of three main components. 1. Cue, a trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and initiates the behavior. 2. Routine, the behavior itself, which can be physical, mental, or emotional. 3. Reward, the benefit associated with the behavior, which helps your brain decide if this particular loop is worth remembering for the future. Understanding these components can help us change bad habits or cultivate powerful new ones. It all starts with awareness. Breaking down the loop. Cue. Let's say you feel stressed, the cue, often leading to unconscious habits like nail biting or snacking. Routine. Recognizing the cue allows an opportunity to change the routine. Instead of biting your nails, you might choose to take deep breaths or go for a quick walk. Reward. The reward in this modified habit could be a sense of calm and decreased stress levels. Example of positive habit formation. Imagine you wish to become more physically active. Cue. Place your workout clothes next to your bed every night. Routine. First thing in the morning, instead of checking your phone, you see your workout clothes and go for a run. Reward. You feel energized and ready to tackle the day, creating a natural incentive to repeat the process. Embedding new habits into the subconscious. The key to embedding new habits lies in repetition and emotional engagement. Each time you perform the habit, it becomes more ingrained in your subconscious mind. Attaching a positive emotional reward makes the habit more compelling and easier to stick to. Leveraging visualization. Use the power of visualization to reinforce new habits. Imagine yourself performing the new habit and receiving the reward. This visualization helps program the subconscious to accept and integrate the new behavior pattern. Aiding the habit loop with subconscious training. Affirmations can significantly aid in reinforcing new habits. For instance, using affirmations like, "I am calm and in control," can help reinstate emotional stability and support the development of corresponding habits, like taking deep breaths instead of reacting impulsively under stress. Continuous improvement. Finally, remember that shaping habits is an ongoing process. Continuously refining your routines and cues ensures that your habits evolve with your goals. The more aligned your habits are with your subconscious values and goals, the more effortlessly they propel you towards success. In this chapter, we unraveled the workings of the habit loop, illustrating how to utilize this powerful principle to make lasting changes in your life. By consciously manipulating the cue, routine, and reward structure, anyone can alter their life path and align it with broader objectives. In the next chapter, we will delve into the formula for peak performance, building on the robust foundation of effective habits that we've established here. Through understanding and modifying your habit loops, you harness the true capabilities of your subconscious mind, leading to remarkable transformations and achievements. Chapter 8: The Formula for Peak Performance. Unlocking the fullest potential of your mind to achieve peak performance requires a harmonious blend of mindset, strategies, and habits. The formula for peak performance is not just about pushing harder, but about leveraging your subconscious mind to work efficiently and powerfully. This chapter will dissect the elements that combine to create the optimal conditions for your personal and professional success. 1. Clear goal setting. The first step in the formula for peak performance is the setting of clear, precise, and emotionally charged goals. When goals are vague, the subconscious mind lacks the specific direction it needs to help you move forward. On the other hand, well-defined goals communicate directly with your subconscious, enabling it to bring forth the resources necessary to achieve those goals. A useful method is the SMART criteria, where goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. By vividly describing your goals and why they are important to you, your subconscious begins to align with your purpose. Example: consider a marathon runner. Rather than setting a vague goal like run faster, she sets a clear goal: complete the city marathon in under 4 hours by October. This goal is specific, time-bound, and challenging, giving her subconscious a clear target. 2. Positive mental reinforcement. Repeated affirmations and positive visualization are tools to condition the subconscious for success. Through the power of positive mental reinforcement, your brain starts to believe in the possibility of achieving these goals and identifies itself within the parameters of success. Instead of saying, "I hope I can," switch to, "I am capable and I will." Example: a sales professional might visualize concluding a significant deal, replaying the scene of successful negotiation, handshake, and the sensation of accomplishment, reinforcing confidence and capability subconsciously. 3. Systematic desensitization for stress management. Peak performance often demands managing high-pressure situations. Systematic desensitization is a technique whereby you gradually expose yourself to the stressors while practicing relaxation techniques. This method trains your subconscious not to perceive stressful situations as threats, but as manageable challenges. Example: a public speaker might start by speaking to a small, friendly group and gradually increase the audience size, thus progressively becoming comfortable with larger crowds while using breathing techniques to maintain calm. 4. Deliberate practice and skill mastery. The role of deliberate practice is predominant in achieving high-level performance. This means not just engaging in repetitive tasks, but continually challenging yourself with tasks that are just at the edge of your current abilities. This form of practice should be planned, purposeful, and focused, with feedback loops to facilitate continual improvement. Example: a musician doesn't just play songs she knows to improve. She tackles progressively difficult compositions, evaluates her performance, and iterates her practice based on specific feedback. 5. Routine and ritual. Developing routines and rituals consolidate what you've learned and streamline your focus and energy towards your goals. Whether it's morning meditation, a pre-performance routine, or a habit of reviewing your day each evening, these routines save cognitive energy and create a scaffold for continual improvement. Example: a musician doesn't just play songs she knows to improve. She tackles progressively difficult compositions, evaluates her performance, and iterates her practice based on specific feedback. 5. Routine and ritual. Developing routines and rituals consolidate what you've learned and streamline your focus and energy towards your goals. Whether it's morning meditation, a pre-performance routine, or a habit of reviewing your day each evening, these routines save cognitive energy and create a scaffold for continual improvement. Example: an entrepreneur might start every day with 30 minutes of strategic planning. This routine ensures that every day begins with a focus on critical, goal-directed activities. 6. The role of rest and recovery. Peak performance isn't all about what you do while you're working towards your goals. It's also about how you rest and recover. The subconscious mind processes information and solves problems while you rest, making quality sleep and downtime essential components of a peak performance strategy. Example: a researcher working on a challenging problem makes it a routine to get full 7-8 hours sleep and take short naps when needed, realizing that some of the best ideas come when the mind is at rest. By integrating these elements into your life, the symphony between your subconscious mind and your conscious efforts will empower you to consistently operate at your peak performance. Remember, peak performance is a journey, not a singular event. Regular reflection on these elements will ensure that your journey is on the right path. Chapter 9: Connecting with Collective Intelligence. Welcome to an enlightening journey into the unseen world of collective intelligence. In this chapter, we explore the profound way your subconscious mind can tap into the vast reservoir of knowledge and wisdom shared among humanity, past and present. Understanding collective intelligence. Collective intelligence can be defined as the sum total of human knowledge accessible through our collective consciousness. This concept is often referred to as the universal mind or infinite intelligence. It is the pool of universal truths, experiences, insights, and intuitions available to anyone who can connect with it through their subconscious. Why connect with collective intelligence? Connecting with collective intelligence allows you to extend beyond your individual capabilities and access ideas, solutions, and inspiration that you might not reach on your own. Imagine solving problems with the insight of thousands, or tapping into the creative inspiration of great minds throughout history. This is the power of embracing collective knowledge. How to connect with collective intelligence? 1. Meditation and mindfulness. Start with quieting your mind through meditation. As you meditate, focus on opening your mind to receive ideas and wisdom from beyond yourself. This mindfulness practice loosens the boundaries of your individual consciousness and invites connections to the broader universe. 2. Intention setting. Clearly articulate your intention or the question you seek answers to. Whether you're looking for a creative solution or facing a challenging problem, setting a clear intention signals your openness to receive guidance. 3. Practice deep listening. Listening is not merely hearing, it's an active engagement with your environment and your inner self. Spend time in nature or in silent contemplation and listen deeply. Often insights from the collective intelligence emerge when we are most receptive and quiet. 4. Journaling. After your practice of meditation, mindfulness, or deep listening, take time to journal any thoughts, ideas, or realizations that come to you. This not only helps in capturing fleeting insights, but also in strengthening the bond with the collective mind. 5. Dream analysis. Dreams can be a powerful medium through which the subconscious communicates. Keep a dream journal and analyze the symbols and narratives that your subconscious creates. These often are messages from the collective consciousness trying to guide or inform you. 6. Collaborative ventures. Engage actively in group discussions and think tanks where people openly share and discuss ideas. The dynamic synergy of group interaction can often spark connections to collective intelligence not accessible in solitary settings. Real-life applications. Consider the story of Jane, a software developer who was stuck on a complex problem in her project. Despite attempting numerous solutions, she couldn't find the right fix. One evening, she decided to meditate on the problem, setting the intention to tap into the wider knowledge base of experienced developers, past and present. During the meditation, an innovative approach flashed into her mind, seemingly from nowhere. Implementing this idea the next day, she found it solved the problem perfectly. This breakthrough, she believes, came from the collective intelligence of the developer community, accessed through her focused subconscious. By connecting with collective intelligence, you open yourself to an infinite source of knowledge, creativity, and wisdom. This doesn't just enhance your capacity to solve problems or create. It also enriches your spiritual life, giving you deeper insight into the interconnectedness of humanity and the universe. Embrace the practices shared in this chapter and prepare to see remarkable expansions in your understanding and capabilities. As we move forward, remember that each step to connect deeply with the world around you is a step into the vast expanse of collective wisdom. Chapter 10. Overcoming Mental Blocks and Fears. Greetings, reader. As you delve deeper into the exploration of your subconscious mind, you've gained insights on harnessing its power for positive beliefs, success visualization, and emotional control. But now, we encounter a crucial barrier that many face: mental blocks and fears. Overcoming these is essential to fully unlock the potential of your infinite mind. Understanding mental blocks and fears. Mental blocks are often invisible barriers that hold you back from achieving your full potential. These can stem from past experiences, failures, or often from deep-rooted fears. Fear, meanwhile, is an emotion that can be protective but debilitating when excessive. It can stem from doubt, anxiety, or a lack of confidence about the unknown or about our abilities. Identifying your blocks and fears. Start by acknowledging and identifying your fears and blocks. Keep a journal and note down when you feel stuck or afraid. What triggered it? How did you feel physically and emotionally? Labeling your fears diminishes their power over you. The role of your subconscious. Your subconscious mind plays a pivotal role in both creating and overcoming these blocks and fears. It can be programmed with negative beliefs that something is too hard or impossible. However, the same powerful subconscious can be reoriented to break these beliefs. Techniques to overcome mental blocks and fears. 1. Positive affirmations. Begin each day with affirmations that address your insecurities directly. Statements like, "I am capable and strong," "I overcome my fears to try new things," and "I am unstoppable" reprogram your subconscious with confidence and courage. 2. Visualization. Picture yourself successfully overcoming a fear or block. Visualize handling a situation you dread with calmness and competence. This mental rehearsal builds familiarity and reduces anxiety. 3. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices center your mind, bringing you back to the present moment where fear often loses its grip. Meditation clears the clutter of chaotic thoughts, allowing you to focus intensely on overcoming hurdles. 4. Exposure therapy. Gradually expose yourself to your fears in a controlled and safe manner. If public speaking terrifies you, start by speaking to a mirror, then progress to small groups and work your way up. Exposure diminishes fear. 5. Educate yourself. Often fear comes from the unknown. Learning about what scares you can demystify it and reduce the fear associated with it. Real-life application. Consider the story of Maya, a budding entrepreneur who feared public speaking. When she needed to present her startup idea to potential investors, her mind froze, thinking she might fail catastrophically. By applying the techniques of positive affirmations, visualization, and gradually exposing herself to speaking in front of friends and local business circles, she systematically broke down her fear. Over time, her presentations became more convincing, reflected in the successful funding of her project. Connecting thoughts with action. Our thoughts hold immense power in influencing our reality. By reformulating how you perceive and react to your mental blocks and fears, and systematically applying the steps provided, you can begin the process of changing that reality. This isn't just an exercise. It's a transformative experience that enables your subconscious mind to align with your conscious goals. Sustaining progress. Continue writing in your journal, refining your techniques, and confronting new fears as they arise. Personal development is an ongoing journey. With consistent practice, the tools to overcome mental blocks and transform fear into catalysts for growth become part of your mental toolkit, ready to assist in all endeavors. By harnessing the power of your subconscious mind, illustrated in this chapter, you stand on the threshold of a new level of personal liberation. Let the journey continue unabated and full of enthusiasm. As we progress towards our next chapter, remember that every moment of overcoming fear is a step towards tapping into your infinite creativity and innovation, setting the stage for groundbreaking discoveries within yourself. Chapter 11, Infinite Creativity and Innovation. Creativity is the fountain of all innovation, and your subconscious mind is the wellspring from which these boundless ideas flow. If you learn to tap into this infinite resource, you can spell a world of transformation for yourself and those around you. This chapter will explore how to unleash your potential for unbounded creativity and innovation by harnessing the power of your subconscious mind. Creativity, unlocking the subconscious. Creativity is not just the domain of artists and musicians. It is crucial in every field, from business and science to everyday life challenges. The subconscious mind plays a pivotal role in generating creative ideas. It is where patterns are recognized and new connections are made without the constraints of logical boundaries imposed by our conscious mind. Visualization and daydreaming, a doorway to innovation. One effective method to stimulate creativity through the subconscious is visualization. When you visualize scenarios, objects, or outcomes, you essentially train your mind to recognize and develop abstract ideas into viable solutions or new creations. Begin by setting aside quiet time daily to simply daydream. Picture yourself achieving your goals, solving a problem, or even invent several variations of a single idea. These mental rehearsals prime the subconscious to think openly and divergently, fostering an environment ripe for innovation. Mindfulness meditation, calming the critic. Our inner critic often stifles our most creative impulses. Mindfulness meditation can help by quieting this critic and calming the mind, allowing deeper thoughts to surface. When practiced regularly, meditation enhances your ability to concentrate and dive deeper into your subconscious, bringing forth ideas that your conscious mind would typically suppress. Sleep on it, the power of rest. The phrase, "let me sleep on it," holds more truth than we might assume. Sleep is not just a period of rest, but a time of intense activity for the subconscious mind. During sleep, particularly during the REM phase, the brain processes and synthesizes memories, emotions, and even unresolved problems. To tap into this, jot down a problem or a question before you go to bed, and let your subconscious mind work on it as you sleep. Often you might find that you wake up with a fresh perspective or even a solution that you hadn't considered before. Engage with new experiences. Innovation thrives on new ideas and perspectives. By exposing yourself to unfamiliar environments and challenging your routine ways of thinking, you set the stage for the subconscious to generate creative ideas. Whether it's traveling to a new country, learning a new language or skill, or simply exploring a new field of study, each of these experiences contributes to a richer bank of ideas that your subconscious mind can draw upon. Collaboration, leveraging collective subconscious. While much of creativity seems an individual pursuit, significant innovation often occurs at the intersection of minds. When you engage actively with others, especially those from different backgrounds or with different skill sets, you access not just your subconscious resources, but tap into a collective pool of knowledge and creativity. Embrace collaborative projects and team discussions, using them as catalysts to unleash combined creativity and innovative solutions. Continuous practice, cultivating a habit of innovation. Creativity and innovation are not merely acts but habits. The more you practice thinking creatively and seeking innovative solutions, the more naturally it comes. Set aside time each week to focus exclusively on thinking creatively, challenge current methods, and offer new solutions without the fear of judgment. This regular practice establishes paths in your subconscious, making it easier to be innovative consistently. As you can see, your subconscious mind is a reservoir of creative potential waiting to be unlocked. By visualizing, engaging in mindfulness, leveraging your dreams, exposing yourself to new experiences, collaborating, and committing to regular practice, you can transform your mind into a powerful engine of endless creativity and innovation. Remember, each day is an opportunity to expand the horizon of what you can imagine and achieve. Let your subconscious be your guide. Chapter 12. Sustaining the Growth Mindset. As we conclude our journey through the profound capabilities of your subconscious mind, it is essential to emphasize the importance of maintaining a growth mindset. A growth mindset isn't just a temporary state of mind, but a continual evolution of cognitive biodiversity and resilience. It builds on everything we've learned thus far about leveraging the latent power of our subconscious. The foundations of a growth mindset. At its core, a growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication, perseverance, and hard work. Unlike a fixed mindset which deters personal development by promoting a belief that intelligence and talents are static, a growth mindset thrives on challenge and views failures not as evidence of unintelligence, but as heartening springboards for growth and for stretching our existing abilities. Techniques to sustain a growth mindset. 1. Reframe challenges. View challenges as opportunities rather than obstacles. Remember, challenges prompt the subconscious to kickstart problem-solving processes and innovative thinking. 2. Value the process over the end result. It's easy to focus solely on the outcome of our efforts. However, appreciating and learning from the process of reaching that outcome cultivates a more sustained form of growth. 3. Embrace failure. Learn from failures and mishaps. Each failure is a lesson that feeds back into your pool of experience and enhances your ability to respond more adeptly in future endeavors. 4. Practice mindful awareness. Be constantly aware of your thought patterns. Recognize when you fall into the trap of a fixed mindset and consciously shift your thinking towards growth-oriented processes. 5. Seek feedback and act on it. Regular constructive feedback is invaluable. It provides perspectives that you might overlook and insights into how you can improve. 6. Celebrate growth in others. When we recognize and celebrate the achievements and growth of others, we reinforce our own growth mindset and attract positive, constructive energy into our lives. Keys to long-term mindset maintenance. To ensure that the growth mindset becomes an integral part of your psyche, keep learning. Always be a student. Read, explore, discover, and never assume you are done learning. The subconscious mind is energized by novelty and growth. Set higher goals. Once you achieve a goal, set a new one that is slightly more challenging than the last. This keeps the mental muscles flexing and your mindset in a constant state of growth. Maintain a positive support network. Surround yourself with people who possess a growth mindset. Their attitudes and behaviors can inspire and motivate you. Closing notes. Embarking on a journey to train and understand your subconscious mind is akin to opening a door to infinite possibilities. What you have discovered in the power of your subconscious mind is just the beginning of what you can achieve. With awareness, practice, and perseverance, the potential to harness the power of your subconscious is limitless. As we conclude, remember that every thought, every action, and every word you manifest is a seed planted in the fertile soil of your subconscious. Nurture these seeds with positivity, persistence, and presence. The growth mindset isn't just about reaching a destination or a specific goal. It's about paving a sustained path of intellectual and spiritual enrichment that begins with a single powerful entity, your mind. Thank you for letting me guide you through this exploration of the mind's profound abilities. Stand firm in the belief that you are never static. You are always growing, and that with the infinite power of your subconscious mind, there are no limits to what you can achieve. Keep learning, keep striving, and let every step you take be a positive echo in the vast cosmos of your subconscious.